The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
There is a saying that describes religious life, refers to those who live in community as entering into a school of charity. And the idea is that when someone lives in religious life, they are supposed to, in a very ideal sense, be learning how to become more and more charitable. Religious life gives one an awful lot of opportunities to exercise this charity, because it's not always easy to live with others. I would suggest that marriage can be described in much the same way, as a school of charity. Because husbands and wives and children are given many opportunities to be charitable, to learn how to grow in love and care for one another, to learn what it means to sacrifice. As parents, I suspect many of you learned that pretty early on in your life as parents. Children did not always find the most convenient time to be sick or to have a need. And if you were good parents, you helped your children to learn the meaning of the word sacrifice. That, as I like to say sometimes to students, I want to remind you of a basic science lesson. The earth goes around the sun. It does not revolve around you. These are very important lessons when we look at the life of faith. Because I don't know about you, but it isn't that difficult in life to look around and to see surface reasons why we might have something to be proud of. But this is a continuing lesson that we're getting over the past few weeks in St. Luke's Gospel about prayer. Listen again to the prayer of the Pharisee and notice how many times the Pharisee uses the word I. I am the one who fasts twice a week. I am the one who pays tithes on all my income. I am not the one who is like everybody else, greedy, dishonest, adulterous. I. But prayer is not about I. That's what the one who goes home with salvation this day, that's what he understands. Have mercy on me, God, a sinner. The only mention of himself is in reference to what he wants God to do for him. It's not about his accomplishments. It's not about how he looks at other people. He's come to the recognition that he needs God in his life. He's come to the recognition that he needs God for salvation. We can sometimes think that by our good works alone, we are saved. That God almost owes it to us because we've been so good, we've been charitable, we've been kind, we've reached out to the needs of others, we've avoided the big and major sins. But the truth is, as St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans, we've all sinned. None of us deserve salvation. We are freely given it by God. What is it that we see in our own life that is broken? What is it that we see in our own life that needs the healing of the Lord Jesus? What is it in our own life that we need to bring before God so that God can forgive us and extend to us new life? And how is it that we place ourselves in the presence of God to become more and more aware of what it is that God wants to do in our life? This is the lesson of the readings today. In the first reading, we're reminded of our equality before God. Whether we're poor or rich, whether we are lucky enough, blessed enough to live in a very wealthy country like the United States, or whether in fact we maybe aren't so fortunate and live in a country of poverty or violence, we are all the same before God. All in need of salvation. All in need of God's goodness. Because in a way, in our very own way, we are all poor. We don't love as fully and completely as we should. We are not as generous as God. We do not find ourselves being able to see and to respond to the needs of others. And if you're like me, there are a whole group of people that I don't always think of as being made in the image and likeness of God. A whole group of people that I don't think of as my invitation from God to serve the Lord Jesus Christ Himself by feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, visiting the sick, visiting those in prison, praying for those in need. How is it that God is calling you this day to enter into a more powerful relationship with Him? Not because you don't have one, but because God is always calling us to a deeper and more fulfilling relationship. Perhaps it is in making a renewed effort, or maybe a beginning, to read a little more sacred scripture. To see in the stories of Scripture the very ways in which God is choosing to make us holy. Maybe it is in finding a place to spend more time and presence in the Blessed Sacrament. Coming to a church maybe with adoration, or spending a little bit of time, coming early perhaps to Mass, or staying a little bit later to open your heart to the presence of Jesus. Maybe it's renewing efforts with devotional prayer like the Rosary or the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Maybe it is simply carving out of your life a little bit of time for silent prayer. I made a commitment not too long ago that on my way to school I wasn't going to listen to the radio. I was going to pray a rosary. I'm going to tell you something that I've learned about that experience. It's much harder to say things I regret when I'm driving behind the wheel when I'm praying to the Blessed Mother. I don't think she'd like the way I was talking to people beforehand. And when I'm praying the words of the gospel and acknowledging how she responded to God, it reminds me to respond to God. Today, make the prayer of the tax collector your own, for it is such a wonderful prayer, reminding us of what God wants to do for each one of us. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner.